Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Carlos Cardozo, President, Chairman, and CEO of Kennametal Incorporated. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. The ticker symbol is KMT, and Kennametal is a global provider of metalworking solutions using tungsten carbide inserts. Thanks for joining us today, Carlos.
Good morning, Juan. It's my pleasure to be here.
Good morning. Start off by talking about the deal with Top Eastern Drill Co.
Yes, we just announced the sale of what we call the high-speed steel business to this company in China, and obviously, in the last few years, we have been looking at the company's portfolio and trying to align our portfolio with our core competencies. So we are primarily a carbide, a tungsten carbide company, and you know, this divestiture to Top Eastern will allow us to better focus on our core products and allow a good company, in our view, to serve, in many cases, our customers with that divested product in a very good way.
Great. So they purchased three of your plants and facilities?
Four plants, four facilities, and obviously the brands associated with those four facilities. So that will give them a good position in the U.S. to be able to support our customers in the U.S. as well.
Great. And so talk about also the award from the Advanced Manufacturing Award that was given to two of your investors, what that, you know, signifies for the company. That, I think it was the eighth year in a row that the company was honored with such an award.
Yeah, this is the Product Development Investors Award that was given to our company. You know, one of our long-term strategic goals is to have 40% of our sales come from new products. And we have, for the last 5 years, been consistent at 40% or above. So this company was founded based on a technology, which was the invention of tungsten carbide and the application of tungsten carbide. So we continue in that area of innovation, and we believe that we can continue to bring higher value to our customers day in and day out as a result of our technology investment and development. We also average 40 to 50 patents per year, so we are quite an innovative company when it comes to developing new products every year. So and as a result of that, we've been recognized pretty much around the globe, but giving a number of awards relative to our product development processes and achievements.
Great. And can you talk to us a little bit about some of your key products and some of the main applications in the market?
We have, you know, you should look at Kennametal as a two-business concept. Again, our core competency is to take tungsten carbide powder to a customer solution. So, and we do that two ways. We do that through a metalworking business. So if you can think of anything that is manufactured around the world, manufacturers use our tools to shape and cut metal and so forth, all the products that they make. So if you're making an engine for an automobile, if you're making an engine for an airplane, if you're making a light switch for your house, they use our tooling through drilling, turning, milling, and so forth. And one of our biggest moves is actually into energy, where we are a major player in the windmill market, where we help manufacturers machine pretty high, pretty complex materials so that we can generate energy at a very, very cost-efficient way. So that's sort of one methodology, one business. The other business basically takes the tungsten carbide and applies it to things that are non-metalworking related. For example, road milling, when people are rehabilitating a road and they're milling the old stuff out so they can apply a new coat, they use our tooling to do that. And in some cases, when you're drilling for gas at 30,000 feet below the water, they use again our tungsten carbide tooling to make that happen. All the way to, if you can think of a diaper, the tooling that is used to shape the diaper or a Band-Aid, it is produced with tungsten carbide tooling. And again, so I look at our company as a very pervasive. We are basically everywhere, and 66 different countries and 13,000 employees around the world. A company that was really started as a small business in 1938 in a small town outside of Pittsburgh called Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Pretty impressive that this innovative company, American bred company, has been a major player around the world with our products, either number one or number two in every market that we play.
Great. Certainly appreciate the background. And so talk about some of the market trends, Carlos, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the trends in the market.
Obviously we're in the midst of one of the toughest recessions in a long time. Most people are relating to being the toughest recession since the World War II.
Sure.
And during this period, obviously, we have taken a lot of cost out of the business, areas that we quite honestly could afford to take cost out, but we have continued to invest in our new products at the same rate that we have before, and we continue to invest in new markets, products in new markets like energy, windmills, and alternate materials for the aerospace like composites and high-grade titanium. So, when the business turns, I think that we have a much lower cost position coming out of this recession than we had going into the recession, and it's always very challenging to take cost out during good times, as most people in business understand that. So we have been able to take some of the fat out of the business. And we have, again, managed our portfolio during the last few years, so we have a more focused, more profitable portfolio. And I think that we are well-positioned relative to the markets that are going to be long-term growth markets like energy. And, we continue to invest on developing economies where the economies and the markets are going to come back first. And they are going to have a higher sustainable growth rate than developed economies.
Certainly. And in terms of what differentiates Kennametal, what differentiates or makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
I think, at the end of the day, our technology is a differentiator, and our people, the quality of the people that we have, I continue to believe that Western PA and some of the places that we have chosen to be around the world have the best people in one way or the other. From a culture perspective in Western PA, in Germany from a technical perspective, and so on. And the last competitive advantage is the fact that we're very global in 66 different countries, and we operate as a single entity so that we can deliver all the solutions that Kennametal has to offer to one person, to one channel, directly to one customer.
Good answer. And in terms of, can you walk us through your background and experience, Carlos, as well as that of the key management team at Kennametal?
Yeah, I would characterize the management team as a diverse team from the point of view that we have people that have been here in the top management team that have been here for 20 plus years. So we've been with the company for a long time and they have a lot of history, have a lot of knowledge of the company, and we have people that have been here a year in a management team that bring a different perspective, a different level of experiences. And we also have people that are very global. Okay, 50% of our top leadership team is non-U.S. born folks. So, when I look at our ability to lead this company through many different industries, which we do, many different countries, 60 different countries, and through a balance of staying to our roots to, being looking in the forward-looking 10 years from now, I think, the mix of management that we have provides a really good mix. And we have people in our management team that, again, have been in the cutting tools, in the carbide industry for a long time, and we have people that have come from the aerospace, automotive, energy. So we have a really good, well-balanced leadership and high management folks. Myself, I have, I'm non-U.S. born, obviously, an American citizen for many years, proud to be one, but was raised outside the United States and came here at a young age to go to college. And, I've worked and lived in three different continents, and I've had worked in many different industries from a consumer to most of my career in manufacturing, worked for, had my own machine shop when I was at a very young age of 23, owned my own business, and I've also worked for one of the top companies in the world, Honeywell, one of the largest companies in the world. So I have a really breadth of experience from owning my own company and running a small business with 10 people to being part of a 100,000 people company and being part of their management team. So I believe that, again, my background, my experience matches sort of the long-term strategic views of the company, being global, high-tech. I've been in the aerospace industry for a great number of years in my career, and allows me to continue to look and position this company in better markets and with better products.
Well, it sounds like a well-rounded team. And in terms of milestones, what specific milestones and objectives has management team set for the company over the next year?
Obviously, the next year is a tough question to answer because right now, we're in the midst of the recession, we're managing the company for cash. And so, our view is to keep a strong balance sheet. And that's one of our objectives. The other objective is to make sure that we keep this company healthy through this process. Longer-term perspective, our goal is to get this company to be a 15% EBIT margin business and a 15% return on invested capital business. Just prior to the recession, we met our last milestone of achieving 12% in those areas. And obviously, we are down from that now during the midst of the recession. But our goal is to get the business to be 15 by 15. Business.
And talk to us about the company's growth. Will you continue to grow organically, look for M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
It will be a combination of both. We've had for the last 5 years had a good balance of organic growth as well as acquisitions, and quite honestly, we made a few divestitures as well. So, we're going to continue to focus on the growth in developing economies and growth in new markets and new products across the board, as well as once we get out of this recession, then start looking into potential acquisitions.
Great. And do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
You know, I think that the investors understand the general direction of the company. I think that you know, we are obviously a company that is thinly traded, so we have investors that understand our company pretty well. I don't feel that we have enough prospective investors or investors that fully understand the potential of the company yet. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to continue to get out and tell the story and you know, and demonstrate performance.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is Carlos Cardozo, President, Chairman, and CEO of Kenna Metal Incorporated. Company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, a ticker symbol KMT, currently trading at $20.58 a share with a market cap of $1.5 billion. And before we conclude, Carlos, what are some of the key reasons why Kenna Metal, KMT, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Yeah, I think I think first is the fact that we are a technology company, so our products bring value to the customers, and I think that we have a better opportunity for growth. The other element is that 80% of our business is consumables, things that get worn out between an hour and 24 hours. And, you know, especially coming out of the recession, typically the areas that grow first is the consumable business. So we should be a good leading indicator of the turnaround of the economy. And third is that, you know, we have done a good amount of restructuring during this difficult times to position us to have tremendous upside leverage as we come out of the recession.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time for joining us today and to update our investors on Kenna Metal.
Thank you, Juan, for having me on the program, and I look forward to deliver the performance for our investors.
Anytime, Carlos.